crowd cheers before me, a gathering of strangers from even stranger places. After a month out on the grassy waves, scouring the most dangerous corners of the wild sea, just to find the three pieces of the Wishmaker's treasure. The oak stummel, the ivory stem, and the bronze insignia. An old smoking pipe from before the Verdancy, older than any of us. The thought of so many captains and their crews battling against one another for such a small piece of junk crosses my mind, but is drowned out by the cheers of the crowd as the Wishmaker appears on the stage beside me. This man is not the same old man that I met at the bar when I first arrived at this place. His aged skin now seems darker, healthy, full of life. His eyes have a glow that reflects the intensity of the sun. The web of tattoos that lace his body seem to be emanating from within him, like a projection of the stars above. Yet he remains humble in the presence of so many. Today, we honor the winner of the second race by granting him and his crew each their own wish. I waited. One by one, the crew approached the Wishmaker and asked for their desires to come true. Endless drinking water, the location of lost loved ones, eternal life, each a waste. Then comes my turn. The old man smiles as I approach. His eyes grow narrow as he speaks. Captain, what is your wish? The word rips out of me like a giant winged beast through the canopy of the sea. Omnipotence. The Wishmaker smiles, and with a nod of his head, the wish comes true.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Wild Sea.
Wild Sea.
We're not playing Wild Sea. We're just playing Microscope.
What the about Wild Sea?
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Wild Sea. We're not doing it.
I'm Joe Prada.
I'm also Joe Prada.
I'm Joey Prada.
I'm Dylan Ballardinelli.
All right, that's everybody. last we left off, Dylan introduced himself.
I don't think it matters. I think we've gone so far beyond it.
Here we have with us, we have Dylan Ballardinelli, we have Will Mercer, we have Sam Gulo.
Sam Gulo.
It's Prada.
It's Prada.
The defeated.
I swear.
You chose us.
I did. And we have Michael Thomas Grant. And of course, me, your DM, your GM, your best friend, somebody else.
God,
as we left
off,
it's Joe Prada. Yes, I do know that. It's me, Joe Prada. It's me. So last we left off, Michael made the legacy for...
The Cult of Altadena.
The Cult of Altadena, yes. You made the legacy of the Cult of Altadena, and then you added a scene talking about how the Passing Fancy, right?
Yeah.
It was the crew of the Passing Fancy.
How they... We talked about how...
Whether or not it influenced whether it was like the last person to be revived by the race or not.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the captain bravely said, "We'll bring you back, boy."
Was the Altadena the first and last anchored crater?
Threw a child into the engine, yes.
Yeah, we threw a child into the engine.
To be fair, could have been a teenager.
Could have been.
Yeah.
It should be.
Could have been a weak adult.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, a teenager.
Do you want to recap everything that we've done so far? Mostly as a refresher for us. You're already looking at them, so.
Absolutely. I'm also just trying to... read them.
Read them out loud. That's what I'm going to have to ask.
Sure. Yeah, so our starting point, the race begins. Start. Dark period of time. Below that, the horizontal ones are events?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Event.
Horizon.
Event one. Captain Finnegan of the Cobra Yesley?
The Cobra Kai?
Cobra Yesley!
Who is that? I think that was me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cobra Vessel. What are you talking about? I can spell.
That's Vessel.
You just can't read.
Yeah, everyone knows Vessel is spelled with an E at the end.
Duh.
That's Vessel.
The Vasile.
I can't spell, guys.
Oh, Cobra Vasile, I think, actually was the thing.
The Cobra Vasile?
Yeah.
You know what? We have a recording of it, but...
Maybe there's a written history.
But Jimmy hasn't finished editing yet.
Yeah, Jimmy hasn't finished editing it.
Event one is Captain Finnegan of the Cobra Vessel and has his wife return from the dead. Happy event. They live a long and happy life together. Another event underneath that, the cult of Captain Finnegan and his bride. Another happy event, hype for the race. And we go into, this was a scene.
Yes.
Where we discover that Captain Finnegan told the nurse that it was true that
yes.
She was brought back
yes.
because of the race.
Yes.
And maybe somewhere this nurse spreads word of it.
Yeah. As a reminder, a refresher, they start with a question. The question on this one was, did Captain Finnegan ever tell anybody about the wish?
Mm.
And then we did the scene with everybody, and we discovered, yes, he mistakenly told the hospice nurse.
Right.
That's right.
And then all the information in the scene was that he died in his home with his wife. The second place captain was there. Altadena does not age. Altadena discovers the cult. That's all that happened.
Right, right.
You can't forget the neighbor was there, too.
The neighbor was there for a single moment. And I've been thinking about that moment ever since we did it. How I just wanted to not be a part of it. And you did the good improv thing and wrote me back into the scene.
That was great. Too late. That neighbor is the crucial point of the whole campaign.
Yeah. It's the crux.
You never the BBG. Know,
right? Don't say that. It might happen.
Our next period is the period of...
disbelief.
That's disbelief?
I didn't write it!
So see, you don't believe it.
Is it? Is it?
I was trying to figure that out the entire time we were sitting here. Can I see it for a second?
I'm going to say yes. It's not, but...
Can I see that for a second?
Yeah, somebody
I'm pretty
had
sure
to
it's
it, right?
Disbelief, but looking at it, it looks like the period of Dishelef.
Dishelef.
It does look like Dishelef.
It does look like Dishelef.
Is that me again? That might be me again.
Is it Dishelef?
It's disbelief. Guys, I have the sloppiest hands in the world.
The sloppiest hands, not handwriting.
The next period is the period of disbelief. The wish comes true for winners. A time of happiness. We have yet to expand upon that. I was talking. The next period. Mountains moved and a cannon to the moon. A dark time. Wishes start getting out of hand. Spits bound together, captains launched. Wild Sea folk understand the need for their intervention in the proceedings. So people start to be like, oh, the race is gonna make the earth square. We need to not have that happen.
Yeah, we gotta figure out what people want and stuff it.
The next period, the lost years, a time frame where no one wins. Dark times indeed. This is where the Passing Fancy is the only ship to finish the first race of the lost years, but none of the crew were aboard and there were signs of foul play. Dark time. The lost years have their first lost race and people begin feeling unease. Ooh. We had a scene. The question was Altadena the first and last anchored created by the race's wish? From the perspective of the last sailors of the Passing Fancy. Answer, no, she was not. Things that happened in the scene, half shadow, tentacles, sacrifices make things worth it. The ship was torn in half, but made it to port. It was carried, period. Dark time.
Dark time.
Dark times indeed. Last.
And this is the
period.
End.
The last period is the final race, which we can change.
No.
I threw this out there.
It's stone now.
I think it's like when they called World War I the Great War.
Yeah.
It's like nothing's ever gonna beat this.
That's
you guys
fair.
Seen this war? It's primo. You know how
you guys are
like,
in World War I? World War what?
No. What?
Yeah.
All right.
We have a good spread here. I'm really excited. So, Dylan, you're going to start.
Okay, great. I was thinking of the name. And I have decided the next thing I want to talk about is culturalized government.
Culturalized government with
cult.
Cult in parentheses.
Let's start with a period. That sounds the most
you usually chill. End with a period. That's how you know the sentence is
over. I will throw things. I'm going to say let's make the event...
event or period? Sorry, you just said period.
Sorry, you're correct. I will make the period cult-run government wins twice in a row.
Interesting.
Cult run government wins. Winnings. Period of success.
What, I guess what is the period of it? Because I think a good way to talk about a period is like a period of time.
Right, right.
Like a rise and fall is kind of meant to like describe this.
Right. So let's say the period of time is, cause I imagine it like a couple of races have happened by now, maybe like 4 or 5, but cults are starting to gain in popularity. Like Cult of Altadena is starting to pop off.
Sure.
Probably around this point.
Okay.
And rival things are starting to appear. Rival captains, rival people who are challenging the way of Altadena. So maybe there's like a specific period, maybe right in the middle, maybe right before. I think it's probably going to take place somewhere around the time where people stop wanting people to win the race.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, in between the period of disbelief and...
Right.
Yeah.
This could be the lead-up to the period of people wanting to stop people from winning.
Okay. I would... I mean, it's completely your choice. No, I cannot influence what you're going
to
do.
You're about to. Go
I can only clarify.
I'm joking. I just love messing with you.
No, I don't have a clarification. I just have a question. So, where is it going to be? That's my question.
We're going to put it under Mountain Moves.
Okay.
Or, under? No, because we'll do it before.
Yeah. Before Mount Moves. Right. Okay, gotcha. What is this period going to be called?
I'm trying to think of a pun.
Runatillamook.
Oh, damn.
Please, let's... We don't need to make every cult milk-based. You're right. We don't need to, but we can.
Wait, hold on.
Was that a bread joke? Yeah.
Wait, Altadena?
Did you just catch that?
Altadena? What? Hold on, why?
It's a brand of milk.
I just caught this.
Yeah, that was I just thought.
When did we last record?
It's
3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Oh, that Altadena is 3 weeks old. You need to get rid of it.
So this is really the silk cult, right? Silk?
Silk? Yeah, because they're a spider based cult. This is a group of Telecrae.
Fool me once.
That are
I know
trying,
what silk is.
That are trying to perform a greater hive mind. They're trying to create a greater hive
yeah,
mind
yeah, yeah, yeah,
even
yeah.
beyond
don't
themselves.
Don't give too much away. Don't give too much away. He's got to figure all this out.
Okay.
You save it for you.
Oh, I'm clarifying.
Don't do that.
No.
You may only ask
it,
questions.
You do
okay.
You
let me think. Let me think. So we're going to call it the... What a cool name, you guys. I came up with the good one already. Culturalized government.
You shot your load, dude.
I really did.
Oh, bro. Oh, it's everywhere. Oh, brother.
I got it. This is so dumb.
What is it?
I'm going to write it so that way it's immortalized.
I can't read his handwriting right side up.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers?
Yeah, like fighting. The past tense of fighting.
God. You also got to do what type of era it is, and then a little brief description.
Yeah, absolutely. Thoughts and prayers, definitely a bad era.
That's
a bad era. And what was the last part?
So like a short description.
A short blurb?
If you were reading this in a history book, like this would be like the golden era, and then like a two-sentence descriptor.
Got it. Time to be afraid of miracles.
Time to be afraid of miracles. Okay. All right, are you going to create a nested event?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's start with...
Before you put pen to paper.
Beautiful. I think that I'm thinking of like a cult that looks to the sky. Some sort of like reaching up. Because we have a lot of like cannon to the moon. Mountains moved. Floating rocks. I want a cult that like wants to be elevated. Okay. That desires elevation. They're called elevator pitch.
No, they're not.
Like I said, I can't tell you no even if I know.
Can I ask
but I do
a clarity thing?
Really want to.
Are they desiring elevation vaguely? Are they desiring elevation
literally?
literally, specifically, spiritually, stuff like that.
I think kind of like a more literal translation of what elevation might be. Not as in like a personal relation with elevation, but a literal elevation. Right. So to live higher.
Is it pursuant or avoidant?
I would say pursuant, I would think. The pursuit, so in any way that they can justify being elevated, whether that's in thought, whether that is in status, whether that is in literal living conditions.
That ties really well into our floating islands one.
That's what I'm
and nailed. Thoughts and prayers.
And
he nailed it.
Yeah, so yeah. You want to create a cult that is reaching ascension literally?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually just kind of like the name Ascension.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You influenced me. Fuck, that's why you were mad, huh?
I am mad. Wait, yes. They're ascending. Oh, I like that.
Fuck.
Shut my mouth.
It's just a good word. Ascension. Well, whatever. The cult known as Ascension rises.
And this is a happy time.
Probably. I suppose it would be a little happy for some people, anyway.
Yeah. Do they do good stuff?
Yeah, do they do well by the people?
I mean, I would think that they kind of, at first, were very good intentions, right? To kind of, like, be above Wild Sea, maybe not as close to the dangers of the Wild Sea constantly, right? Okay. They promise, say, like, if we win the race, we can, like, lift people up from the ground. That's kind of what their whole deal is. Like, we can make everybody rise above. Cream of the crop. Better than Altadena.
That's great.
Thank you. And so maybe they have this big promise, so which is why maybe they're one of the first like cults that really becomes a theocracy of a big city.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. That makes total sense. All right. Excellent. That sounds like the event is done and you're solid down. You're just writing it down. Will, you're up.
Okay. I think I'll do an event as well in this era.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And I think I'm going to have the cult leader, Colt, spelled C-O-L-T.
The cult of Colt?
No. I don't know what your cult's name. Ascension. He's the leader of Ascension. Colt. I think that he is going to figure out a way to lure Leviathans to other ships.
Interesting. Okay. So with this specifically, you're making a cult that's called Colt.
No. Oh, he's the leader. He's the leader of Ascension.
Oh, he is the leader of Ascension. Colt is the person. Oh, okay. I thought you were making
Colt's a Colt's the man.
Okay.
The myth. The legend.
So, Ascension, a leader cult, comes in and starts like...
Yeah, High Priest cult.
High Priest cult starts training Leviathans. Or starts...
Not even training. He just finds a way to lure them to other ships.
Okay, that's what it is. Gotcha.
But there is a pheromone that exists in the realm of Wild Sea that makes Leviathans and large creatures act purely on their basest instinct.
It's Axe body spray.
It's Axe.
Yeah, maybe.
I believe it. Interesting. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing.
You think it's a bad thing?
Yeah.
Well, that depends. Why is it part of Ascension or not?
Because I think this is probably the first time in the race's history where people have been actively murdering others. I think before, it may have had a lighter tone to it.
Interesting. All right. Yeah.
Because early on, we're only, we're five or six races in at this point?
We don't know, actually.
We're
the
like
thing, the thing about microscope 3,000 is that years we in? Can add three more periods here that just kind of like, hey, there's been races for like... this many years and nobody's ever thought this creatively before.
I can't spell Leviathan.
It's all right. I can't spell a lot of things.
I-A.
Don't give the game away, Joe.
T-H-A-N.
Hi, everybody. It's me. It's Joe. It's your best friend. It's your GM. It's the guy who does a little dance for you. Look at me, I'm dancing. You can picture me in your head doing a little dance. Not too provocative. Thank you so much for listening. We had a blast playing this game. This session got a little out of hand. And let me tell you, there are so many jokes that I had to cut out of this episode. At least 20 minutes worth of just silly little tangents, mostly milk-based tangents. And if you want a little bit of that for yourself, then you can head over to the Patreon and unlock the tier where you get all that bonus content, that sweet, sweet, milky bonus content. On our Patreon, you'll be able to get bonus content from all of our episodes, including our Waffle House episodes, which are very, very fun. I enjoy them very much. Actually, if you go to our Patreon right now, there is a free audio bite just for you, for anybody to use. It is from our Waffle House episode, episode 2. It is my favorite sound bite that I've ever made in the entirety of my recording, and I have it for many ringtones of mine. If you can find where it is exactly in the Waffle House episode, message me and I will tell you if you were right and you were wrong, and I will send you a fun little gif if you're right. Go get them, Tiger. Go get them. Get out of here. Go get them. But if you want some of that stuff, some of that good, good milky content, then please go check out our Patreon. Please support us if you can, because we love doing this. We have a blast doing this. We can't wait to share more with you. And please check out our Patreon at patreon.com/RPGPOD. Again, that's patreon.com/RPGPOD. Some other announcements? Nothing. That's it. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Let's get back to the episode.
I'd like to have something that is a bit of a that is a response to the culturalized government and the cults in the thing, but it's still about groups of people coming together to try and counteract. So I think that as Ascension started to control or rather set Leviathans loose on other people, that like more secular spits or colonies or whatever started to look into how to interact with Leviathans and larger beasts and stuff like that. And okay. And I think that they eventually figure out how to or they find sort of half living larger beasts that they start to use as ships. That they like things that are just within this strange brink of liminal undeath, where it's like you can build like a kitchen into the stomach of this beast, mm-hmm. and some part of, and it works somehow, and
so this is a response to like,
so I think this is if the thoughts and prayers build up into Mountains Moved.
Yeah.
I think that the Wild Sea folk understanding the need to intervene led to them creating this like and feeling pressured to have Leviathans pitted against one another, or like these larger beasts pitted against one another, that they start to like have like half animal ships and stuff like that. Things that are, you know, coming retrofitted to, and it, so it becomes like part taxidermy, part necromancy, part willing living beasts and animal taming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that can bear a bunch of new things, but I would love input on names for these beast ships and
no
stuff
input.
Like that.
It's all yours. It's all yours.
Nuts.
No input.
Nuts.
Like gluing a dog to a skateboard and putting a saddle on
it's
it.
It's actually exactly like
that. I really like the idea that it actually stems from all these cults popping up.
Yeah.
I think
this
that's
is this was their answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It's like a civilian rebellion of just kind of like, fuck all these cults.
I'm tired of this. Fuck all these cults. Let's do the most like weird techno-druidic.
Is this a light time or a dark time?
I think it's an opportunity for kind of the people who are producing, one, those spits, those secular spits are the people who are producing the resources that allow the cults to thrive, mm-hmm. that are like, so it's them actually coming together in sort of a, hey, we're doing other things and we have other interests. Like you have the buying power to like get all of our stuff, mm-hmm. but now we actually have endeavors that we can spend our time doing that can protect us. I forgot what your question was.
I did too.
It's okay.
You've seen a Leviathan. Now meet Leviatron.
So in this event, where does it come after?
Oh, I think it's in Mountains Moved. I think it's once Because mountains moved is the threshold, as once the wishes start getting fucking bananas.
So kind of like the beginning mountains of mountains moved?
It's mountains moved in a canon to the moon.
It's a direct response from mountains moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, because, yeah, so it's like the second or third thing
right.
that in my conception right. of it.
Go for it.
So,
light or dark? That was my question.
What?
Light or dark?
Oh, I think because it's their ability to fight back or their ability to realize that they can come up with resources or they can cooperate and work together. I think it's light.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But for the peasants.
The fact that I asked you that and then I completely got lost in everything you were saying.
Yeah.
I needed to make sure that it didn't happen again.
Yeah. I appreciate it. You.
It was my brain.
No, we brain.
Okay, while you're writing that, I'm going to write mine.
Is it light or dark?
It's going to be dark.
Talk it out.
Don't let us influence you.
I'll try my best. This is going to be the first event in Mountains Moved in a Cannon to the Moon. The winners of the race is going to be a crazed cult called...
Slappy and Sons.
Do not influence me.
You can't take it in. It has to be a milk-based thing.
That's what I'm thinking in my mind now.
Well, dairy-based. It doesn't have to just be milk.
Yeah. I see Altadena.
Could be dire.
It is like entice of cheese. Beware Philadelphia.
The Hag of Das.
I think it's just going to be called Horizon.
I like it. Do we get to learn what they're about now?
Yes. The Cult of Horizon, they were like the underdogs of this race. Nobody thought they would win because they were all like a bunch of deranged marauders. But when they did win, they decided to reshape the world, basically. They were the ones who... What would
be the cubed the earth.
Kind of. Like, it's going to be that dramatic. I want them to be like... They did something so dramatic that people realized like, oh, fuck. This is a bad thing.
Yeah. You're the ones who put it on the back of a Ford F-150.
I think they wish into existence.
Oh, no.
A colony that was going to destroy the planet that lives on the moon. And that's what they wished for. They gave it a very specific time period that they told no one. And they kind of put like a time limit on everything. Basically, he's like telling all the inhabitants of the world is like, there are space creatures that exist, that live on our moon, that are going to come to us in like so many years, and then we're all fucked, and then we're done, and that's what it is.
And that's why we are in the final
they
race.
They wished for that.
Yes, for the existence of a hostile colony that lives on the moon.
So is there like a group of them like Freemasons that know?
I think this was one of the, drink the Kool-Aid cults.
Okay.
Where as soon as the wish was fulfilled, they all died, so they never give out any information.
Oh!
Like, so no one knows. Like, that's what it is. This is a bad cult.
They set a doomsday timer.
Yes. This is a doomsday cult.
Well, so there is only one person who would know. The wish granter.
Well, the entire cult was, like, the existence of the ship. And that was it.
Right.
And so however many people manned that ship... As soon as they got their wish, each one of them like wished for more intense versions of that, or like the same thing to make sure it would happen. And once they did, they just all like off themselves. Like that was it.
Right.
Okay. So is this a light event or a dark event?
This is going to be a light. No, this is going to be a very dark event. But I think this instilled a frenzy.
So, if this is widely known, why has nobody wished for the timer to go off? We'll find out.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, cool.
This is a progressive game. Maybe it was the next wish that was made.
I also like the concept of people saying they want the timer to go off, and every time people have just not been able to push the button. Like, it's like you have, once you win the race, you're like, cheeseburger.
I'm wondering, not so much that, like, end the world now, more as just like snip the blue wire. Shit.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's a timer.
So
it's not a. It's
you
not.
Can't. You can't unwish.
We don't know that.
We don't know that yet.
Oh, or maybe we don't know that.
Here's the thing, Dylan. this wish was much like the Iron Fleet to Daenerys. She kind of forgot. So
right,
the world kind
right.
of forgot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She just flew all her dragons into it, totally forgetting that they were there.
Yeah.
Smart.
I do think they put, like, the only reason that people know about it, why it's world known, is I think the runners, the people who, like, make the race, who put on the race, I think they tell everyone what the wish was.
Right.
I think there's, like, a scoreboard of, like, this
a
is what wish they whisper,
if you will.
A whisper.
Oh, gosh.
I like that.
And in that moment, Michael realized he did not want to play with me anymore.
I'm going to meet people you love, and I'm going to talk badly about you to them.
Some clarification on this one. I do think that the popularity of, like, this death cult still lingers, because I think there are people who are, like, constantly sabotage the race, like, even when they're not a part of the race, to make sure that the, like, the wish stays intact. As, like, if it can be unwished, then there are people who are, like, actively going, like, well, this wish stays. So, which could tie into, like, there hasn't been any winners for the last, like, however many races.
Okay.
So,
that could be,
like,
the start of the lost years.
Yeah. But this is going to be the start of this for sure.
Okay.
This event of, like, they got their wish. That's what this event is.
And so currently, we don't know if it can be unwished, because either people have wished for other things, or the people who wanted to just haven't gotten to the end, or whatever.
We have not figured that out yet at the table. That is an excellent question, though. Because maybe one of us puts down something that says, like, yeah, wishes cannot be undone. Or maybe one of us puts something down that, like, oh yeah, this wish was undone. Like, maybe the next turn, Dylan could just go, like, nah, that's not going to be a thing.
That's not what I got a yes and this fucking shit.
There was a guy who was going to unwish it. He was on a one-man boat, and when he made it to the end, he was stepping off but slipped and fell.
And he died.
All right, so I have another thing here. I want...
Oh, wait, because this is the end of this.
Yep, this is the end of it. Yep, you get to make...
I get to make...
Your same thing that you just...
I want it.
What do you got?
I want the wish scene.
The wish scene?
I want the scene. I want the cult talking to...
Oh! All right. Let's do that.
So the question is...
Yeah, what do you want?
He wants a scene.
The question is, God, because I want to make it, like, something as simple as, did they actually do that? But also, that scene could be like, can we have this? Sure. And that's the whole scene.
If that's what you want.
And then we have a 5-second film. We've done it.
We did it.
But we can all... Those are still popular, right?
People are still doing
there's
it.
There's also... Never mind. No, sorry. I was going to lead too much.
You're fine.
I'll follow.
You know what? Let's put our spin on it. Did they actually do it?
Oh, and can they see why kids love the cinnamon taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Did Horizon...
I don't know how to respond.
Horizon. It's everywhere you want to
actually make
Horizon. Look behind that you.
Wish. So yeah, that's the first part. Do I cast? Or
So you're going to say, who do you want in it?
You need to say two characters who are in it.
And also say your two favorite actors in the room.
Correct.
So
Jimmy.
Is Jimmy the favorite actor or is he editing?
Jimmy, can you edit that out?
Can you edit me in when he says favorite actor just with something that's not? Just my, like, favorite actor is here. Will.
Perfect. We got the audio.
Great.
Can we make it clean?
Will.
Perfect.
Nailed it. Great.
Okay. So the captain of the...
Cheam Grease.
Stop with the milk.
Are you talking about the cult itself?
The Horizon.
Yeah.
The Gilded Rind.
But you want a name of the ship and the...
Yeah.
You're really good at this.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not at
all. the captain of the gin and whiskey.
Perfect.
It's not cheese.
Yeah.
Actually, I like... No, that's actually a perfect cocktail with milk. Gin, whiskey, and a glass of... whole milk.
That does sound like an angry dad cocktail.
Yeah.
So who's there?
The captain who's also a like probably one of, or if not the highest member of Horizon.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Horizon is a smaller cult, right?
Yeah, it's very small. Like, this is the ship. Marauders is what they were called. So, like, imagine they're pirates. They're just pirates.
Got it.
Yeah.
So That guy, I suppose the Wish Granter would have to be there.
Yeah, all right. Those are two.
That's two.
You can have more if you want, but like, there's five of us?
Let's put in two Wish Granters. Because I want to see...
Two Wish Granters.
Yeah, let's put in two Wish Granters. I want to see if there's maybe discourse, if they're like, whoa.
Can the captain be one of the Wish Granters?
Granters?
Oh, givers. Sorry. Yeah. Like, gotcha. Never mind. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
Because everyone, every individual on the winning ship gets a wish, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
every, yes, yes. Okay, so I want... see, it's the captain, two Wish Granters. Mm-hmm. Do they have names in the lore?
I have not invented that, no.
Okay, cool. Wish Granters. Let's throw on...
anybody you don't want.
Anybody I don't want.
Yeah.
I don't want traitors.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want anybody who'd be like, psych! You know?
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My wishes negate the other wish.
Okay.
I wish for the things on the moon.
Somebody can be working... Like, somebody could be on there and they're like, going completely left field from the wish, but not completely 180 from the wish.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Gotcha.
And I want to say...
I want a milkshake.
I want cows again.
A young person with their entire lives ahead of them.
A young person with their entire lives ahead of them?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you want?
Or yeah, the young person with their entire... Like, is also one of the winners.
Okay,
gotcha. Okay, good, because I was about to make that the wish granter.
Captain.
Two wish granters.
A young person with
their
entire life in front of them, but no traitors.
No traitors.
Okay. Will, who are you going to start with? Who are you going to pick?
Well, I was going to say, and part of this was after they made the wish, all of them died.
Guess it was published. The wish they made was published.
Yes, the wish that all the
whisper was, published. It's not. Yeah. It's spoken word, bud.
Will, who are you gonna
I'll be one of the wish granters.
Okay.
I'll be the other wish granter.
My
excellent.
Man.
Excellent.
Oh, so you want a wish? Oh,
oh God. Just Statler and Waldorf.
Let's make this quick.
I will be I'll be the young person with their whole life ahead of them.
Typecaster.
Oh man, I have the wiggle room. It's all been I can either be the captain or I can be the neighbor. What am I gonna be?
I mean, you gotta ask yourself, do you want this to be the end of the neighbor?
Joe is twirling his mustache.
Fuck, I wanna. Yeah, I'm gonna be the neighbor.
Of the wish granters or the same neighbor?
That's what we'll find out.
The same neighbor that was there when the cult of Altadena was revealed.
There's some tomfoolery afoot.
I have to. I just have to.
I mean, we put milk-based products in your game, and you can do whatever you want. Right. So I guess that makes me the captain.
All right, so what is the thing that's on your mind going into this scene? Oh, where are we? I guess we're kind of need to set the scene a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose.
At the finish line, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, or like, probably the next day after the race is won, there's like a big festival for all the people who like...
The festival!
Win the race.
Okay.
Or maybe they, like, wait a week, you know, because they, like, announce it to everybody, like, the race is over, and then all the ships come back, and there's, like, a big festival, they, like, throw a big celebration.
Okay.
And then it all happens at the Wish Granter's, like, big palace,
gotcha.
We'll say. We'll go very, very easy with this.
Okay.
It's a big palace, and then once the ceremony is over, or once the festival is over, then they bring everybody up
into, like... So it's a week-long festival?
Yeah, it's like a week. Yeah, we'll say it's a week long festival, and then people like start showing up, and they start joining in, and they talk about the race and stuff like this.
Because you can't make banners as soon as someone arrives.
That's true.
It takes a while to make banners.
You're right.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, if
gotcha.
You're
expecting, this is the wish granting ceremony.
This is the wish granting ceremony. So it's been a week of partying, and the crew of the gin and whiskey are probably on their like last legs of like. You know, they have it in their minds that this was a week of revelry. We know what we're going to wish for.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
No backing out.
Will, what's on your mind?
I think I'm excited to mingle with the regulars. That's nice.
All right. Sam, what's on your mind?
My job. I'm here to do one thing and one thing only. Grant a wish.
Okay.
Fucking slacker.
They didn't find out that I was a stowaway on their ship until the finish line, and so I've been running from marauders the entire week.
Okay.
What's on your mind there,
man? Neighbor? I love this party shit. I love partying. I can't wait to see what the wish is.
And on the captain's mind is, I gotta get this wish granted. I'm about to save the world.
Okay. And so we start. And so, again, the question is,
did Horizon actually make the wish?
Captain of the gin and whiskey. Could I interest you in some gin or whiskey?
Enough.
Okay.
The revelry has been a sight to behold, yet we are here for a duty, Captain. You and your crew.
Yes.
What do you wish?
I wish for...
I don't
collective
mean...
Collective that will... Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. A collective...
What are you saying?
I wish for a collective that will exist on the moon that will end this planet in 10 years' time.
Wait. This may be the most fun wish I've ever heard.
10 years' time remaining. This is your wish.
What do you wish for? I can't hear this.
It's all they deserve. 10 years is enough to convert and belief. It's all they need.
Very interesting indeed, Captain.
And for clarification, you do want the entire planet destroyed, yes? Not just the inhabitants or anything like that?
Just the inhabitants.
Oh.
Now did just... you wish for gold? What do you wish for? Why is nobody cheering?
Now just the humanoid inhabitants or all life on the planet. Keep in mind, this wish is all yours. The world's your oyster. They might not exist anymore.
I shouldn't have brought you here.
I throw the most fun parties.
Hominids.
Very well, Captain. In 10 years' time, the creatures you have wished to live on the moon shall come to this planet and erase all hominids from existence.
Does that
Whoa!
Mean...
Woo!
Yeah, no.
Wow, what a wish!
I don't think you heard it.
He wished for his people on the moon!
Yeah, that was part of it.
Moon people!
Yeah, okay, well...
Do I get to design these people?
Yes, sure.
To the drawing room.
Oh, I was also on the ship at the time.
Wishes.
So you were a young lad. What do you wish?
Can I get an extension?
You're wishing for an extension?
Yeah.
Your hair is fine as it is. You wish for an extension?
On their wish, you know.
Ah. You must very much be clarifying.
Who are you?
Well, just so I can clarify.
Oh.
That's what you deserve. How dare you try to steal my thunder from me?
Whoa!
Whoa!
A pity.
Oh.
Well,
technically,
he did wish for an extension.
That leaves it up to me.
So it does.
See,
Interesting.
Because the wish granters don't have to say what they want. They just have to say what the wish grants were.
Yeah. Interesting. So what's the answer?
That hero died a hero.
That they did. But that nobody knows. Still, for sure, nobody knows.
But still, nobody knows the time frame now.
So nobody knows what the extension means.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody knew that at first it was going to be 10 years. But now it is up to wish granters to decide an extension.
Okay. And... Okay, cool.
Love the idea of a creative wish granter and a clerical wish granter.
Left brain, right brain.
Oh, and was that light or dark? What do you think?
Probably pretty dark.
Okay, yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah,
good answer.
I mean,
everybody has this giant fucking cloud hanging over them now.
Yeah.
A kid was murdered after saving the world for an unknown
I also
of
like,
years.
I like the idea. This is not, this is putting world-building ideas in your head. I shouldn't talk about this. Never mind.
Oh, no. Say it out loud.
I was going to say, I like the idea that the extension isn't a time. It is an event.
That's actually going to be my legacy. An extension. An extension. I think it is...
I also like an extension so much better than the extension.
Yeah. It's an extension, but nobody knows what it is.
Nobody knows what, how. Yeah.
So that's going to be one of the legacies that we can use and draw upon. So now I can call on, when I'm making my scene, my event, I can call on either the Cult of Altadena, like I can start to talk about this and make a scene or event based off of it, or I can now talk about the extension. And I think I'm going to do the extension, and I'm going to put it in the final race. I'm going to say...
Ooh, that's our era.
Yeah, that's ours. I think it's going to be... Oh, I want the Wishmakers at the announcement of the final race. The reason why it's called the final race is that the Wishmakers call it the final race. The Wishmakers call it the final race.
Welcome to the final race.
And
that's so funny.
But just in passing...
Yeah.
Like they just go, welcome to the final race.
And
those signing up for the final race should do so at the blue table over there.
I love that.
I think that casts a shade of darkness entirely on like the entire race.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, oh fuck, nobody's, it's still the final race.
I like the idea that everybody enters into the race like fully prepared to go for their own wishes. And then they go like, all right, we're about to begin the final race. And everyone's like, I'm sorry, what? Yeah, it's the last one.
The final race.
And they're like, I was going to wish for like my wife to come back, and now I have to, what,
wish do another extension?
Races? Sure wish this wasn't the final race.
Yeah. That is your round. Excellent. I fucking loved all of that.
What a gorgeous round.
So now is it me picking something we focus on?
Yes. You get to choose your topic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fun, dude.
That's a weird topic. Jesus Christ. That's the topic. Jesus Christ and the cult
of
Latter-day
Saints. I think we should go back into cultural government.
All right, I really like the idea of focusing on repeat racers, people who have done, they don't necessarily have to have won or lost, but people who have done the race multiple times.
I like that. Okay, so now you get to choose.
So that doesn't include Horizon, then?
Nope, not Horizon.
Not Horizon.
Cannot focus on them.
Not the captain of the gin and whiskey, no.
I think, can I get a card? I think the first thing I want to focus on is in the period of disbelief, because we don't have anything there. I think I want to focus on the first of many voyages from the nurse that knows that wishes come real. Because this is back when there aren't a lot of racers, and I think it's fascinating that she tries to win a lot in this era. Whether or not she does is up to you guys.
Yeah, during this period, she enters every race.
I think during this period, she enters every race trying to get
away. Okay, gotcha.
She's trying to get a dub.
She just wants a dub. Just one dub on the night.
She wants a chicken dinner.
And what's the kind of effect it has on the world?
They have to keep dealing with her.
It's really dark.
Every time she enters, flames. No, not flames.
No, please.
It's how the Great Fire started.
I actually, once you said that...
See what you did?
I did
see
wrong.
What you did.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. She
took it. All right, you know what? I'm going to say that her in her multiple races somewhere in there leads to the Great Fire. However, I'm going to mark it as a happy time.
Okay.
What burned down there?
So you're saying that the end of like this event of history ends with her starting the Great Fire?
I'm saying in terms, yeah, this event in the period of disbelief starts the Great Fire.
Okay, gotcha.
Her racing a bunch.
Okay. You can absolutely do that. And then we get to decide what happens in between.
You sound so psyched to incorporate this into your lore.
No. It's good. I'm just like...
And it's a happy event.
It's a happy event.
Interesting. As the starter, you can also choose to insert a nestled scene into your event. But this one, I will have to say that it has to be a dictated scene. We're not going to act it out. You just determine the answer.
I'm good.
Okay.
I don't need a scene.
Okay. Gotcha. Sam, you're up.
Okay, so this is repeat racers?
Repeat racers.
I'm trying to... Can I see a card?
No.
So I can start.
Just show.
Don't do it. Cool. So this is going to go in the final race. Or no, wait. No. The final race... We don't put anything in because
that's... Oh, no. You can put stuff in the final race. Yeah. It's a period. You guys want to put things there, you can.
So... An old retired
race captain, Plucky Patty, comes out of retirement hearing that was the final race. She entered every... She's entered for, like, every year for 15 years and then hoping to get in to
Isn't
stop...
Isn't that one race?
What?
Isn't it, like, a race every 15 years?
We haven't established it.
Oh, okay.
Well, she's entered multiple races in an attempt to try to stop the wish of Horizon.
Okay.
But she's never won. But hearing them call it the final race, she's come out of retirement and has decided, I have to do this.
How long was she in retirement?
She was in retirement for 20 years.
Okay.
So she was Plucky Patty, like, when she was Plucky. Like, she was young and now she's, like, 80.
My next character is going to be Plucky Patty.
No.
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 And this is going to be a light event.
I like Plucky Patty. She's got chutzpah.
It's a shame we're going to have to beat her.
How does the event kind of end? Like, what is it just like an instills hope?
Yeah.
Yes, that's kind of my question about putting it in the final race.
Rallies,
it's current, right?
It is current.
That's
so
very cool.
I guess the rule, I would imagine, don't influence the race too much. Yeah. Like, you can't put down, like, we win, we. Yeah.
So it instills great hope rule and makes her, like, the public front runner.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the one the public is cheering for, knowing that her intent is to do this.
I love that. That's great character building, and it's going to be a lot of fun to play with that character. For you guys, for me.
You get a GM PC.
Can't believe in episode one we accidentally kill Plucky Patty.
The gang accidentally kills Plucky Patty.
The race starts, and her boat just...
I'm going to say right now... I'm going to say right now, whatever episode you guys kill Plucky Patty in will be titled The Gang Kills Plucky Patty. And everyone will know.
But I think the idea that she's so beloved, Ray starts, engine backfires, she dies, is so funny to me.
Oh,
the
no
starting gun startles her.
She's so exhilarated by the breath of, like, the fresh breath, air coming off the sea.
Another race.
She points in a direction, like, towards the horizon, and everyone goes, like, another hour, and she's just like... It's just
fading away.
It's just, you're dead. But her hands are just on the ship. On the wheel. Lilting lazily to the left. I can't believe less than 5 minutes into the creation of Plucky Patty, we've already assigned her to this death. We don't know what ship she's in. We don't know what ship she's in.
Shit.
No. Alright. Michael, you get to make the next.
Oh, God damn.
Is she gonna die?
I mean, it's the scene. I'm gonna do the scene that should be in our campaign.
Fuck the campaign, listen to this. We made such a hopeful hero. You guys are awful.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Just
damn
a dead ear.
I love it. It's...
Manning a ship. She has to be alone.
That was great.
Oh, shit.
It's yours, Michael. It's yours.
We all just try our best, man.
Oh.
Time is a tentacle.
Time is a tentacle.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 2 of our Wild Sea adventure, Storm of Whispers. I want to thank all the guys in the episode. A special thank you to Jimmy for all the amazing music. If you'd like to check them out, you can find all their links in the bio below. I want to say thank you to Ben Robbins for giving us permission to use Microscope. You can download the rules for yourself at lamemage.com. Also, if you'd like to support us further, you can support us directly on Patreon, or you can follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok. All the links are in the description below. Also, check out our website at roleplaygamepod.com. Again, that's roleplaygamepod.com. Thank you for listening.